Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are honored to have Ennis Regional Medical Center back in the house. Our illustrious Jamie, the world radiologist, the world woman who knows everything about radiology, you're going to tell us about lung cancer and new screening procedures that are in place for lung cancer.
We are going to talk about low-dose lung cancer screenings today.
Awesome. And why do I need a low-dose lung cancer screening?
Low-dose lung cancer screening is for patients who are smokers or former smokers. It's for early detection of lung cancer. As in many cases with any kind of cancer, if you can detect it early, it's more treatable.
So what is the procedure that I have to go through? Do I have to get a shot? Do I have to get an x-ray? What do you do to my body?
This is actually a low-dose CAT scan.
Okay.
That you lay on the table. It's very simple. We use a low amount of radiation to scan your lungs, and it only takes a few minutes.
Cool. And you're actually going to do that procedure at the hospital?
Yes, we do.
How long? You said a few minutes. Got to call in for an appointment, though, I'm assuming.
There are some criteria to meet as to who should be screened for lung cancer. The recommendations are for patients 55 to 80 years old.
I qualify.
You can't have any signs or symptoms of lung cancer, have not had lung cancer before, currently smoke or have quit less than 15 years ago, or one of the things that we do look at is your pack year history, how many packs of cigarettes you smoked per year.
Okay. And what's that going to do? Basically tell you if I'm a heavy smoker or light smoker?
There are certain qualifications with some of the private insurance companies and Medicare based on your smoking history. If you smoked over a certain amount over a number of years in order to qualify for the scan, and that's something you would need to meet with your doctor to have a risk determination done with your physician. You have to have an order for your CAT scan. And then quick and easy scan.
I love it. I love it. Taking preventative care to a new level. Lung cancer is one of those cancers that people think you got to be a smoker. There's other ways to have lung cancer, correct?
There are other ways. Exposure to radon, asbestos, diesel fumes, those kinds of things.
So you got to check for that as well.
Yes.
So this is covered, I'm assuming, by traditional insurance programs?
By traditional private insurance as well as Medicare.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And how often should we do this screening? Is this one of those ones that I can do once every 10 years, 5 years?
Based on your baseline screening, the radiologist will issue a report that gives recommendations as to how often you should have that screening.
Got it. So that's what you get paid to do.
There's actually a radiologist that would read it. I'll actually perform the test.
You do the test, but you don't do the read.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Gotcha. So talk to me about lung cancer in its simplest form and in its worst form. I know lung cancer is one of those ones that can metastasize normally to the brain. No?
It can metastasize to any other part of the body.
Really?
The main thing is going to be early detection and then treatment. So what this is going to do is help us determine that. So if we can find those cancers early, we can get you treated and taken care of with a higher survivability rate.
How long has Ennis Regional Medical Center offered this service?
We've offered this service for the last 2 years, but we've recently partnered with Eon Healthcare, and we now have a tracking system that will send reminder letters to patients, send a letter to patients with their results, similar to what we do with mammography.
I think that's fantastic.
It's great.
You know, anytime you can get that reminder, anytime mm-hmm. you can get that follow-up that says, hey, you know, guess what? You need to schedule this. You need to make it happen. You need to make it part of your life.
Yes, if you're like me, your schedule's a little busy, so we're going to help you take care of your health.
And you forget about those things, you know. I know in my personal case, we've talked about this before, you know. You forget about having the colonoscopy or you forget about the checkup or whatever. And it just helps when there's multiple people looking at what needs to happen in your life.
Yep.
Tell me what else is going on in the radiology department at Ennis Regional Medical Center.
Well, we are there for outpatients Monday through Friday. We have a diagnostic x-ray, CAT scan, MRI, ultrasound, echocardiogram, nuclear medicine, busy department. And then we're there, there's somebody there 24/7 for x-ray and CAT scan.
That is fantastic. Yeah. What is the name of this lung procedure again, this lung cancer screening?
This is a low-dose lung cancer screening. And the reason that we say low-dose, it still is radiation, but it's a very small dose of radiation.
Okay. So if you're sitting down with your doctor and you say, hey, doc, I happen to be a smoker. I'm fessing up here. You know that I need to have something. You would walk in and say, hey, I understand there's a new procedure out there. Talk to me about low-dose lung cancer screening.
Correct. And at that point, your physician is going to do some shared decision-making and see if you actually qualify for that exam.
And the shared screening is how much do you smoke?
Mm-hmm.
What other items did you say?
How much you've smoked and how long you've smoked.
How long you smoked.
And if you have any symptoms.
Gotcha. All of that makes perfect sense. Well, thank you so much
Pretty
for coming
easy.
In today.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
Appreciate the time and the interview. Ennis Regional Medical Center. If you need to check them out, phone number for Ennis Regional Medical Center?
Our scheduling department is 469-256-2410.
I'm terrible with phone numbers. I'm terrible with memory, Jamie. You know that. Give me the phone number one more time.
It is 469-256-2410.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Ennis Regional Medical Center, check them out. Make sure that you get screened early if you happen to be a smoker. And just ask for a low-dose lung cancer screening. That's what it's all about. Thank you for coming in today. We're going to be doing some more buying, selling, and trading on this beautiful Friday morning. So don't you dare go anywhere. Keep it tuned right here to KBC 1390 AM and 99.1 FM, your classic Texas music station, doing the flea market on a Friday morning. Have a good one.